I piddled around another 5 days before working myself up to a little after-breakfast skull session. I introduced the subject in a golden-tongued blurt. Our next stopover will be the tower.
What? Are you crazy, Croker?
Knew we should have kept an eye on him after the sun went down.
Knowing glances ladies' way. She stayed out of it. I thought she was going with us, not the other way around. Only Mergen did not snap up a membership in the Bitch of the Minute Club. Good lad, that Mergen. Lady, of course, already knew a stopover was needed. I'm serious, guys, I said. If I wanted to be serious, one eye would be too. Why? He asked. I sort of shrank. To pick up the annals I left behind at Queensbridge. We got caught good there. Only because we were the best, and desperate, and sneaky, had we been able to crack the Imperial encirclement at the cost of half the company. There were more important concerns at the time than books. I thought you already got them. I asked for them, and was told I could have them, but we were busy at the time. Remember? The Dominator, the Limper, Toad-Killer Dog, all that lot? There wasn't any chance to actually lay hands on them. Lady supported me with a nod, getting really in the spirit there. Goblin pasted on his most ferocious face, made him look like a saber-toothed toad.
Then you knew about this clean back before we ever left the Barrowland.
I admitted that that was true.
You goat-fuck-lover! I bet you've spent all this time concocting some half-assed, off-the-wall plan that's guaranteed to get us all killed.
I confessed that that was mostly true, too. We're going to ride up there like we own the tower. You're going to make the garrison think Lady is still number one. One Eye snorted, stomped off to the horses. Goblin got up and stared down at me, and stared some more, and sneered.
We're just going to strut in and snatch them, eh? Like the old man used to say, audacity and more audacity.
He did not ask his real question. Lady answered it for him anyway.
I gave my word.
Goblin did not mouth the next question, either. No one did, and Lady left it hanging. It would be easy for her to job us. She could keep her word and have us for breakfast afterward. If she wanted. My plan, boiled down, depended entirely on my trust in her. It was a trust my comrades did not share. But they do, however foolishly, trust me. The tower at Charm is the largest single construction in the world, a featureless black cube 500 feet to the dimension. It was the first project undertaken by the Lady and the Taken after their return from the grave so many lifetimes ago. From the tower, the Taken had marched forth and raised their armies and conquered half the world. Its shadow still fell upon half the earth, for few knew that the heart and blood of the Empire had been sacrificed to buy victory over a power older and darker still. There is but one ground-level entrance to the tower. The road leading to it runs as straight as a geometrician's dream. It passes through park-like grounds that only someone who had been there could believe was the site of history's bloodiest battle. I had